As you've heard, tomorrow's the Drug Take Back Day in Willimantic, and also tomorrow, Take Time to Play at Memorial Park, 11 until 2 o'clock. A lot of things to talk about today, and a lot of people to talk about that today, including Willimantic Police Officer Josh Clark, who's brought in four of his good friends to tell the story this morning. Josh, good morning. Thanks for showing up today. And, well, for starters, tell who all these people you brought in today. I didn't know they were coming.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having us. This is a great time, especially for a great cause. We have members here from the social work program at Eastern Connecticut State University and also from the family liaisons in the schools. Obviously, I'm representing the Willimantic Police Department. This is definitely a cause that hits home for all of us here in this community. It dates back to 2011. I can tell a little bit of a backstory. Athena was a victim of child abuse and neglect in 2011, and some great community members, including Katina Caban, who couldn't be here. She truly is an ambassador for the children in this community and other events. She's very hardworking and dedicated. But this group was formulated with many members of the community, including people from the schools, volunteers, numerous social work, social services, and other members of this great community. And it was formed in 2013 in order to raise awareness and, prevent child abuse and neglect and find ways to identify, prevent, and report these things appropriately and make sure there's accountability. But I'll let the team talk about the event this Saturday. That's important. We want everybody to come out, so I'll pass it on first to some members of the interns from the social work program.
All right, who's got the story here? What's going on tomorrow in Memorial Park? Would this be Cheyenne?
Yes, this is Cheyenne. Tomorrow we're going to have a bunch of agencies, local agencies from Willimantic. They're going to have little tables set up with information that they're going to provide to families. We're going to have a bunch of fun stuff for kids, bouncy houses, cotton candy, snow cones, pizza. There's going to be a DJ. We have students from Eastern. We have the art club, potentially some basketball students coming to hang out with the kids while the families kind of go around and learn about different agencies and different like services, or with the rec department coming so they can talk about programs for kids this summer and different things like that.
Cheyenne Sinat, what is your actual role in this? What did you do to help put this event on tomorrow, Memorial Park?
Well, as a student in the social work program at Eastern Connecticut State University, we do a community organizing class. And so we were assigned to do this community organizing project. So we've kind of taken the lead on with the Wyndham Task Force for Child Abuse and Neglect, kind of taken the lead on organizing this, contacting agencies, contacting vendors, making sure all the logistics are set up. And stuff like that.
And where are you from? What's your hometown?
I'm from Tolland.
All right. Welcome to Willimantic. And sitting right next to you is Stella Hernandez. And Stella, good morning. What is your role in this event?
Good morning. My name is Stella Hernandez. So we work for Wyndham Public Schools, and we,
Yeah, so Estella and the family liaisons, they play a big part in this entire organization, because they're setting up tables, and she's doing a great job. We work on a bunch of different things separate from the task force when it comes to other parts of the community. But for Estella, their groups are going to be setting up, providing the services, the things that you guys do for the schools. You guys are kind of like the in-between in the school system for the kids too. And I think you guys got a lot of the kids to come out, right, in the schools. You guys were yeah. Passing out the flyers, yeah, and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
We shared the flyer with families. We sent it home, and then we posted our social media in all Wyndham Public Schools. So we hope, and yeah, I heard a lot of families that they will be there. So that's the invitation that we want to, like, ask everyone if they can come tomorrow. So it's from 11 to 2 p.m., and then we hope to see all of them there. You want to see it in Spanish?
And that's at Memorial Park. Yeah, go ahead, say it in Spanish.
Memorial Park. Sí, muy buenos días. Mi nombre es Estela Hernández. Estamos aquí hoy para invitar a todas las familias que puedan asistir a este evento que tenemos mañana. Están todos invitados. Este evento se llevará a cabo en Memorial Park aquí en Willimantic de 11 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Vengan con su familia, pasen un bonito día, tendrán pizza, bebidas, música y sobre todo hacer concientización sobre servicios de apoyo familiar y más aquí en la comunidad. Solo les hacemos la invitación para que vengan mañana a estar con nosotros. También estoy para que tengan un bonito día en familia también.
And also, is that a Natchog school sweatshirt you're wearing there, Estella?
Yes.
Were you involved in the parade last night?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
Congratulations on the great honor that Natchog school has gotten. All right, we have Ty Calloway here today. Ty, good morning, and what's your role in all this?
Good morning. As Cheyenne said, I'm part of the social work program at Eastern, and basically what we have done is just contact a lot of agencies, try to get a lot of people to come and like support and like kind of like bring their what they offer to our event and stuff like that. So yeah, we're looking just forward to having a great event and seeing it play through.
At this event tomorrow, Take Time to Play at Memorial Park, 11 until 2, what are some of the things from what you've heard that people, especially kids, will like the best?
Probably the games, maybe some cotton candy and stuff like that.
You know a thing or two about games, don't you? I see the logo you're wearing there on your sweatshirt. You play basketball for Coach Geithner?
Yeah, I do play for Coach Geithner.
At Eastern Connecticut State University. All right, how'd you do this year, personally?
I did all right.
Did all right, all right. Well, and will there be some basketball down at Memorial Park, too?
There actually would not be, because there's no hoop there, sadly. Yeah,
that would be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then we also have Lydia Perron, or Perron.
Perron.
Perron. All right, P-E-R-O-N. Lydia, where are you from?
I'm from Thomaston, Connecticut.
All righty, and what do you got to add to what we talked about with Take Time to Play tomorrow?
I mean, I've been helping in the same ways that Cheyenne and Ty have said. We basically just want to put together a fun event for families to come to, where their kids can have fun, the parents and the kids can enjoy a time together, and they could also get some information about what's around them in their community.
And Lydia, Josh started the program by giving the story of what happened here back in 10 or so years ago and why this task force came to be. Is that something that you guys have talked about, something that resonates, that we don't want to have a repeat of what happened back then?
Yes, obviously we do not want any child abuse or neglect to occur, which is why we want to have these agencies there. So if parents have things going on and it's hard for them to handle things, or they just need other places for their kids to go so that they can work on themselves or whatever they're going through, they can find all of these local agencies that will support them to try and stop this abuse that has occurred.
Now, Josh, there's actually two kind of things similar going on. Well, you got this event going on Memorial Park tomorrow. Then you got the Drug Take Back Day, which the police department is also involved in tomorrow. But it's unrelated to the whole Take Time to Play event, isn't it?
That's correct. I want to circle back to the interns and the family liaisons for a second, because I don't think they're really what makes this happen. I have to be honest. The interns, they're being humble, but they put the whole thing together, essentially. We have meetings with social services in town, with all the volunteers from the task force. But they come together and they report back to all of the services. We're trying to get characters. We have, you know, bouncy houses and stuff like that. And, you know, providing the tables with the resources for the parents while the kids are playing, that's vital. And I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but sometimes can be a challenge, right? Getting a hold of people, getting them locked in, and it's hard. Everybody wants to be a part of it, but, you know, tracking people down and getting them lined up is kind of the logistic nightmare of setting up something great like this.
Cheyenne, is this something you want to do down the road? Is this something that's sort of a career choice for you, and this is a good foothold, a good leaping off point?
Community organizing as a whole, but definitely a good starting off leaping point. I asked to actually stay on the Wyndham Task Force if I could keep working with them. Also the Wyndham Prevention Coalition, which is about youth substance use prevention, and I asked if I could stay working with them as well. So for me personally, a good jump off point, just this is a field I want to work in, just not necessarily community organizing itself, but this has been an awesome experience. And
same kind of question for you, Ty Calloway. Is this something that you want to stay involved with once you're done with Eastern Connecticut?
I would agree with Cheyenne. Maybe this is definitely a great start, and being a part of this has been great since the beginning of the semester, and I do look forward to doing somewhat with community organizing and just being there for the community in whole.
Ty, what's your hometown?
Enfield.
All right, and what was it that drew you to Eastern Connecticut and romantic Willimantic?
Well, personally, I just came here for basketball, and then I'm also a social work major, so I got into the program, and I've just been working since.
And Lydia, what do you want to be doing down the road?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Definitely be a social worker, but this project has really helped me just work on like communication skills, like meeting a bunch of different agencies. It's been really beneficial, I think, and I think it's a great part of the social work program at Eastern that we have to do this, because I was so nervous at the beginning of the semester to start this, and it's just really helped a lot, building character and skills and just meeting a bunch of new people.
Why were you nervous?
I just never did anything like this, so it was scary, like starting something new, trying something new.
But now in the rearview mirror, it looks really good, doesn't it? Like a really good
definitely
choice.
Definitely helped a lot, yes. And it's been a great experience. So.
And Estella, what's your hometown, and what do you want to do down the road?
Well, I'm from Guatemala, so I was born in Guatemala. I came to this country when I was 13 years old. I have been in Connecticut for 20 years now. I lived 12 years here in Willimantic, and then I moved to Andover. When I got married, I moved to Andover, but I always wanted to be involved in the community. I wanted to help because when I got here, I just spoke Quiche, that's my first language. And then I had to learn Spanish, and then English my third language. So that's why I know the need of families from other countries that come here. And then you don't know about the services, what it's in the community. And then if no one is there that speaks your language, it's very difficult. So that's why I'm here now working with Windham Public Schools, because I want families to feel like they are welcome. And we are here, like, we understand them and we want to help them. So that's what keeps me here, and I want to keep helping people here in the community.
What is that pin you're wearing there? What is that? Is that anything to do with what we're doing here, or what Natchez School is?
Natchez School, yes.
And what does it say?
It says Natchez School, always a new discovery.
Alrighty, discovered a nice parade we had yesterday,
yes,
too. Anything more you want to add to what's going on tomorrow?
Yeah. Also, Estella is a phenomenal resource for the Willimantic community, especially with the Quiche. And I think the schools have utilized her quite a bit. And also, she's an ambassador for the kids and the community as well. She does a lot of work. I did want to touch on a few things what child abuse and neglect is. And I will bring it back to the drug take back as well. Yeah, the Willimantic Police Department, if anybody knows, we're very involved with the community. We try to be involved in the things that we think we can have some kind of impact on. And the Drug Take Back Day tomorrow is also one of those. And it has a good nexus with the Take Time to Play and Child Abuse and Neglect, because taking these drugs and prescription pills out of your cabinets or your grandmother's cabinets or wherever is, if that gets in the hands of the wrong kids or the wrong people, it could be really, really bad situation. They're very toxic. So, you know, bringing your prescription drugs down to Gelson Square tomorrow between 11 and 2, I think around the same time, or 11:03, I think we're doing.
And then go to Memorial Park.
And then they can go to Memorial Park. You can bounce back and forth. It'll be a great time. I also want to, you know, harp on one thing. We're all ambassadors for the children in all of our communities. Child abuse and neglect comes in many fashions. It can be physical, sexual, emotional, or just neglect. Anybody that has children and their kids will call your name over and over and over and over and over, right? And then finally, you're like, what? You know, I posted a video recently of my son doing that to me. And they just need attention. They need love. And, you know, in Windham, they're all our children.
And Josh, you talked about prescription drugs, but it could be over-the-counter stuff too, right? If you're not using it anymore, don't leave it laying around. Even if it was something like aspirin, I know people have got it for a reason, but it doesn't have to be prescription drugs.
Right. And anybody that has been around children knows children. They think everything's candy. They think everything can go in their mouth. You take too many Tylenol, aspirin, or anything, probably even vitamin C, it could be a problem. You might have to be rushed to the emergency room. So it does go hand in hand. And Estella wanted to also bring back a message, too, in Spanish of some of the same things.
Sí, uno de los mensajes que queremos enviar a las familias es que de que el abuso a los niños y la negligencia no se tolera. También es nuestra responsabilidad identificar y reportar cada abuso y también que estemos viendo y prevenir. En Windham, todos los niños son nuestros niños.
I think I caught that last line. The last line was what? What was it in English?
They are all our children.
Right, right. And that's what the Take Time to Play event is about. Josh, lastly, is this event bigger every year? I know you had a big turnout last year.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because we attempted to do an Easter egg hunt last year, and that's how big I realized it was last year from previous years, which it's always been a success, but... you know, obviously when you organize events, you always want it to be bigger, better, more advertised, and it does seem to be getting bigger. So I'm hoping that we're not blindsided this year, but I'm also hoping that we are and that it is bigger than ever.
And come hungry. There'll be food and pizza and drinks as well as the games and other family support services too at Memorial Park tomorrow from 11 until 2. Take time to play. As we thank our guests this morning, Josh Clark, along with Ty, Lydia, Cheyenne, and Estella, on 14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.